At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
All you care about is how bad your day is. All you care about is what you don't have. Maybe your job. All the work and the hours you're putting in may be too hard right now. You don't feel appreciated. But I'm here to let you know that person that you serve, that was the same person that lost a loved one in their lives. They lost their job. Their baby girl passed away. But yet they came to your place of business and you're giving them bad service and you don't even know their pay. All you care about is what you lost. What did you lose? You lost your car. Anything that's materialistic can be replaced. But when your life is over, it will not come back. Humble yourself and recognize your life ain't so bad, because that other person that we're talking about, they're fighting that cancer. That other person that we're talking about, they are homeless. That other person that we're talking about, they don't have a family to go home to. So why can't you understand the significance of life? You don't get a pass. You don't get a pass to keep making the same mistakes over and over. You don't get a pass of feeling sorry for yourself. You don't get a pass to saying it's okay, at least I tried. You ain't got time to try. You need to start living your life every single day and be blessed and be thankful and be strong and walk with power and walk with faith. This is it. This is the time to recognize your potential, your truth. Everything about you is beautiful. Recognize your purpose in this world. We are all responsible. We are all made to do great things. Be accountable. Be productive. Be powerful. And from the bottom of my heart, conduct your business.
Every man dies. Not every man really lives.
Tomorrow is not promised to you. Today is what's promised to you. How are you living your life right now? When you wake up in the morning, you got to make sure you maximize the experience. When you wake up in the morning, you got to maximize the opportunity. As long as you got breath in your body, you got to pursue your life in such a way to understand that your life matters. Your life is important. Your life is critical, and we need you on this earth. You got a gift that we need. Are you living life like you got it all figured out? Are you living your life like you arrived?
What are you going to do about the life you have? This life that you have been given, this life that you are temporarily holding on to, this life that has been just given to you for only temporary reasons, has more meaning than you can ever imagine.
This ain't it, man. This is part of the journey. This is not it. This is just a pit stop. This is not the final destination. This is just a point on the journey, but you got to put your head up high and you got to understand your legacy matters. Your legacy is important. And when you wake up every single morning, you got to live like your breath is about to leave your body. You got to live like this day is your last day. Every single day, you got to maximize everything on the inside of each and every day. That's when you're alive.
Welcome to Daily Motivation, where you get motivated and inspired.
So many people out there in this world right now will try to tell you not to be something that you feel in your heart that you want to be. Do not let anyone validate your purpose. Do not let anyone validate your destiny. You are not done. You have power right now. You have strength right now.
Because this world needs your purpose. And so every day you gotta give it up. Every day you gotta give this world what you got. Every day you gotta give everything you got to this world, because that defines your legacy. What are you gonna leave behind when your kid reach back in the past and they yell stick? What are you gonna leave for your son? What are you leaving for your daughter? Are you gonna leave your kids integrity? Are you gonna leave them honor? Are you gonna leave them a good name? Are you gonna leave them a house? Are you gonna leave them some money? What are you gonna leave when they yell stick?
Never give up. Keep reaching. And no matter the losses, no matter the circumstances, you don't give up on your life. You keep living. You keep fighting.
What is your purpose? Why are you here? What are you supposed to do? You know what you're supposed to do. I need you to do it. Your family needs you to do it. Your next generation needs you to do it. Everybody dies. But not everybody lives. Live, my friend. Live, my friend. Live.
Everybody dies sooner or later. And don't worry about your death. Worry about your life. Take charge of your life for as long as it lasts.
There are so many people in this world that don't believe in you. But while you're sitting around worrying about people believing in you, why don't you focus on believing in yourself?
Your purpose is easy to you. Your purpose comes natural for you. Your purpose brings you energy. Your purpose brings you life. Other people are marveled by your talents and your ability. But you look back at them and you say, it's not a big deal because this is just who I am. It's not a big deal because this is my gift. It comes easy to me. It comes easy for me. Why? Because it's my purpose. Once you discover your purpose, it's your job to live with passion. That's when you're passionate. That's when you're ready to go to that next level. You determine your legacy. It's up to you. Your legacy is in your hands as long as you can breathe, as long as you can hear, as long as you can see.
There's somebody out there right now that is hurting. There's somebody out there right now that is struggling. There's somebody out there right now that's got it a little bit tougher than you do. But you got the right to celebrate the life. No matter if it's good or if it's bad, nothing is greater than living. Because if you're living, there's a possibility to change something. But not just changing, evolving. Evolving to something greater.
When I think about a person who lives with passion, who's living their best life, I think about a lion who's a king of the jungle. That lion is living his best life. That lioness is living her best life. Why? Because every day they wake up with purpose. Every day they wake up with passion. Every day they see that gazelle and they pursue. Everybody dies, but not everybody lives.
You have to be fearless. You have to be completely fearless and have utmost belief in whatever that feeling is inside you. Earn your keep, earn the day, But when you're stepping into territory that's unknown, and we grow up in a society where people just think that you click on things and you get it, we're programmed, everything is so instant. You take a pill, you get skinny. You get this app, it sorts everything out for you. To get anything, there's no secret to it. It's just hard work. You got to put in the work. You got to put in the hours. Whether it's repetitions or whatever it is, you got to get up and get after it as hard as you can. Because there's somebody else that's out there that's doing it. You want to be the hardest working person in the room. If what they're going after truly makes them happy, you know, if it's driven by happiness, they will have nothing but success. Because you will enjoy getting up early in the morning. You will enjoy outworking everybody. People that are miserable, I never understand why they're doing what they're doing. You have one life. You got one shot at this. There's no dress rehearsals at all. To be miserable going to job after job, or just doing the same thing over and over again, to have no inspiration, you know, you're just a cog in a wheel, you know. I'd rather be the engine. You know, I'd rather be the one that drives and moves the car, you know, than just be the wheel. It's all a mindset. It's how bad you want something. And nothing tastes better than when you've earned it. There's no better feeling than when you've earned it. And nothing's been handed to me. Nothing, you know, has come. Nothing by any chance has come easy to me. But I wouldn't have it any other way. I don't think I'd have the career that I have if I didn't go through what I did early and sort of lose what I little fortune that I had at the time and get lost. And then have to come back and sort of recalibrate. Rip that safety blanket out. Don't have a backup plan. If you have a backup plan, you'll always go to that backup plan. You know, you're like, I could always go back to this. Well, that means if it gets too tough? That's like saying, if I get married, I can always get a divorce if it gets tough. So many people are divorced these days because they don't want to put the work in. When it gets tough, you got to be able to bite down on your mouth guard and step forward and keep swinging. If there is a sliver of a chance, that means you got a chance. And don't give up. You just can't. And by doing that, you have to just be fearless. You 100% have to be fearless. If you decide in that moment that you want to ring that bell and give up, then okay, then go to your backup plan and be miserable. Happiness is worth more than any dollar amount you'll ever have. Through your happiness, you'll have your wealth that will come. I'm a firm believer of that. Be very appreciative of how lucky you are to see the sunrise. You know, each day that comes, recognize that you have that day ahead of you to go and kick ass. And that's all you should focus on, is that day and that day only.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey there, fellow listeners. If you're passionate about fitness and wellness, then you're in for a treat with our latest ebook, The Ultimate Female Body Fitness Guide. Click the link in the episode description to grab your copy now at an exclusive 50% off discount. This comprehensive resource is designed specifically for women aiming to conquer their fitness goals. From strength training to cardio, flexibility, nutrition, and mindset, we've got you covered. Inside, you'll find expertly crafted workout routines, personalized meal plans, motivation tips, and strategies tailored to help you reach your fitness dreams. We also tackle common challenges women encounter on their fitness journeys, offering advice on balancing exercise with life's demands and breaking free from societal norms. Don't miss out on this incredible deal of 50% off. Get your ebook now before it's too late.
Your life is on the line. Prepare for battle. It's time to put on that armor. You are in a position right now You're walking through life and don't have an understanding of what's next for you. But the battles that you are about to face, you must be prepared. But the only way you can go through the battle is you got to put on the armor. That armor that you're putting on is a special kind of armor that you must have. Because you can't fight every battle by yourself. You need a higher power. I'm gonna call that higher power purpose. You don't have to believe what I believe, but you better believe in something, because your strength is not as strong as you think it is. And this is why you need that armor. This particular type of armor is tailor fit for you. Nobody else can put on this armor because it doesn't fit them. It's fit for you. You better put that armor on. If you're gonna have confidence, put that armor on. If you feel that you're gonna be stronger than you was yesterday, put that armor on. If you know you're gonna walk through some craziness in your life, put that armor on and see how well you get through life. Humble, humility, faith, strength, these things do work, people. Don't get it twisted. Don't think that you're just gonna walk through life without some type of protection around you. And sometimes we keep that armor on, but we don't take care of that armor. We don't do the things that are necessary to polish it up. And what that means is that you got to get back, and then you got to get up. You got to recognize that everything doesn't always work the same way all the time. And this is why you got to understand in life, it's always going to change. And you got to be able to adapt to the changes that are happening day in and day out. So sometimes you get lonely. Sometimes you get frustrated. Sometimes you are afraid. But why haven't you suited up? Why haven't you put on that armor? Because without that armor, you can't fight. You can't move. You can't excel. You did not allow that special armor to do its job. You went out in the world naked. You went out in the world without a care in the world. You thought that you just knew you was gonna be okay. You can't just be okay. If you don't have that armor, you're not gonna get very far. You are not gonna walk through this world thinking that the world owes you something. The world doesn't owe you anything. You don't get nowhere in life without somebody standing with you, building you up and lifting you up and aiding you along the way. But at the end of the day, it still falls in your hands to make a difference. To do the job, to live your life, and protect yourself from all of the things that may affect your life. There are people right now that have been told that they're worthless, that they won't amount to anything, and they have allowed their emotions and their feelings to get disrupted. And ladies and gentlemen, you allow these things to happen because you're not protecting yourself. So you got to suit up. You got to put on that armor. You got to be a little bit more faithful. You have to understand that there is a purpose behind the purpose. And there is a greater power than you and I. No matter how you look at things, you can't do it alone. But you better put on that armor. Don't glorify yourself, because you're only passing through. and be about your business. Because that's what we have to do. Don't take your life for granted. Don't feel that you cannot be touched. Because you must know, keep that armor on, carry on, and live strong. And from the bottom of my heart, keep the faith, look up, and conduct your business. Do you realize how difficult it is to be different? Does that mean you're supposed to stop? Shame on you if you don't have enough strength within your mindset and in your heart and in your soul. Listen up. Yes, I'm talking to you. You've been put in a position where you ultimately doubted yourself. You've been told over and over again that you're not that great. You're not that good. You started to believe in all of these things that you have been told most of your life. That is your fault, because you had more faith and belief in the people that doubted you instead of believing in yourself. You're not supposed to start at the top. You got to grow it. You got to believe in it. I never told you that it was going to be easy. In fact, you don't deserve it. If you can't struggle through it, you don't deserve it. If you can't hurt from it, you don't deserve it. Nobody should have that much success in their lives if they didn't put nothing behind it. We don't know the story behind the story. Yes, there are people out there that cheated their way. That ain't got nothing to do with you. You need to focus on believing in yourself. Taking pride in yourself. You do what you gotta do. You do what you need to do. And feed your ideas, feed your dreams, because they're starving right now. You can't push yourself forward if all you're thinking about is the doubts and the negative things that people are saying. Because you're relying more on their ideas and their dreams of you instead of you relying on your own dreams and ideas of yourself. Why would you want to surround yourself with people that don't have ideas that are great? Why would you want to surround yourself because of a number? You know, a lot of people tend to wonder, oh, how many friends they have and how many people in their corner. Well, I have a million followers. I have tens and thousands and thousands and thousands of people that support me. How many of those people do you actually know? Do you realize the power that you have right now? Even the people that don't like you, they are drawn to you. They see you, but they don't see your greatness. They don't see what you truly have inside. They are afraid of it. They don't lift it up. They don't encourage it because they're not happy. Today, recognize your true beliefs. Stop thinking that the rest of the world is against you. You have a few people that may not ever support you, but you got just one, that one person that matters the most, and that is you, my friend, you. So work, dig a little deeper, support your ideas, nourish your ideas, feed your dreams, make them a reality. Believe in yourself. When everybody turning their back on you, believe in yourself. This is it. You're not done. You're just working. And if you're working, you're growing. So keep up the good fight. Stay tight and never quit. This is the moment of your time. This is the moment of your life. This is the reality check that you deserve. I'm not here to make you feel warm and fuzzy. I'm here to tell you the reality is real. So be real with yourself. Understand your value. Don't depreciate yourself. Realize that there is more to you than less of yourself. Keep focusing on your purpose and tell weakness to step aside because strength is coming through. Be productive. Look up and from the bottom of my heart, conduct your business.
We go through the same cycle. I'm going to eat better. I'm going to exercise. I'm going to cut off all negative people. I'm going to be optimistic. Come on, we say all these things. I'm going to execute, execute, execute. 2 weeks later, everything hits the fan. If you study history, you will find that the men and women that turned the world upside down were the ones who got out of their own way. Get out of the way! Get out of the way! Get out of your way! Your insecurity has been in the way too long. Your jealousy, your envy has been in the way too long. The fear you've been wrestling with has been in the way too long. Get out of the way! Some of the most brilliant minds of our generation are high school and college dropouts. Let me ask you a question. When are you going to drop out of the mentality that you are not enough? Please, please do yourself a favor and dispense with the excuses that you don't have time. Dispense with the excuse that you're not good enough. Dispense with the excuse that nobody will show up if I build it, that too many people are better than me. Drop out of the, I tried it last year and it didn't work. No, you didn't work. I get it. I get it. If we pull up your history, we'll find a lot of brokenness. We'll find a lot of trauma. We'll find a lot of empty places. If we pull up your history, we'll find a lot of failures. This must be the year that you are not defined by your history, but you fulfill your destiny. Why are you here? What were you placed here to do? Get to work. Get to work. Get to work. You gotta be willing to do what 98% of the people in this world are unwilling to do. You gotta eat differently. You gotta work differently. You gotta think differently. You gotta talk differently. You gotta walk differently. If you want elevation, if you want next level, if you wanna see this thing differently this year, everything you do has to change. First, we conquer the day. And then we execute the week, and that week turns into a month, and that month turns into a quarter, and that quarter turns into a year, and then all of a sudden you look up and you're no longer just this motivated onlooker. You are a disciplined, desperate, dangerous fulfiller of destiny.
Whatever pushed you to the ground, whatever knocked you to the floor, from that place, I want you to look it in the eye and tell it, you can't keep me here. Thomas Edison, he was fired from his first two jobs. His teachers coined him stupid, that he couldn't learn anything. This is the man who invented the light bulb the first 1,000 times he failed. But he was never a failure. He just found 1,000 ways that don't work. You're no Thomas Edison. You didn't try 1,000 times. Try 1,000 times. And then come talk to me and tell me you're not enough. Tell me you don't have what it takes. Tell me you're stupid. Tell me you're dumb. Tell me you're slow. Tell me you don't have enough.
You're seeing this thing all wrong, and this is why you can't have your future, because you keep meditating on the mess up. Stop meditating on the mess up and see yourself walking in the mastery of this thing. Listen to me. If you want your future, get up now. Get up, get up, get up, and try again. Try again. Try again. History for many of you is insecurity. History for many of you is depression and anxiety. And that substance you can't shake, and that person you can't leave. History for many of you is they're better than me. History for many of you is nobody will show up if I build it. I don't have the time. I'm not good enough. It's time to get out of the way. It is because of you that you are not where you want to be. You are the issue. It's you. Your issue is you. Nobody has lied to you more than you.
What coping skills can you use to help you get up and take action? It's not the burdens of life that weighs you down, but instead is how we handle them. So it's okay to fail forward. Now, how you cope with this fear of failure is what's most important. This is what's going to help you stay persistent. Most importantly, in adversity, opposition, humiliation, retaliation, even the trauma of the past. These coping skills is what's needed to get up. Adversity is inevitable. You will be knocked down. You no longer have to dwell on the past. Why? Because you have coping skills to cope with the trauma, skills to cope with the mess from the past, learning to deal with stressful situations instead of letting fear paralyze you. These coping skills will help you manage the perception of self-doubt and fear. Understanding nothing but opportunity can come from failure. Another coping skill, lower your expectations. You may be asking yourself, where do I start? Ron, I don't know where to start. You're telling me I need coping skills, where do I start? Let me help you out, I'll give you a few. Coping skill number one, distance yourself from the source of stress. Now we talk, coping skills is what's going to help you solve the problem, but you cannot operate in chaos. Coping skill number two, engage in problem solving. Understanding that these are the skills that's going to help you not only cope with life, but setting healthy goals and healthy boundaries. And where these coping skills come into play is understanding that you have to distance yourself from the source of stress. So that takes discernment. Coping skill three, I just said it, discernment. And the saying is, you are who you hang around. Who are you hanging around? What decisions are you making? What choices are you making? Are they only benefiting you or your community? Coping skill three, ask others for help. We said there's nothing on earth living for self. The water doesn't drink itself, and the flowers does not smell themselves. Another coping skill, challenge previously held beliefs. You don't have to see it to believe it. If you can believe it, you can see it.
Thanks for listening. Kindly support the movement of this podcast by supporting us or subscribing to our premium content for more exclusive stuff. When you do so, you also get a shout out in our next episode. Thank you.